Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Eddie, Dante, Yayo, and Mark from Van Wormer Resorts. We're just having a great time. Wow, what a fast first hour. We have another full hour here for you. Giving away a great prize and going to take lots of phone calls here in the second hour.
Yeah, buddy, we're looking forward to it. Phones have been packed up all morning. It's been super busy. Everybody wants to talk to the boys. And, man, if you want to join us, the only open phone line we have right now is that toll-free number, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Our local line, which is 858-457-1090. That one's totally packed up. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk some Del Mar show, get a chance to talk about my favorite place in the East Cape, hanging out at Palmas de Cortez, you're also going to get a chance at winning an unbelievable prize today. If you didn't hear Pete in the first hour, we are giving away an amazing, it's a work of art. It's a custom handmade fillet knife from our buds over at Ann's and Knives. Don is giving away the Bluefin model, which
they're top of the line.
It's a custom-made fillet knife. It's a $175 value. It's one of the type of thing, you know, you'll have this for the rest of your life. I mean, this is a handmade killer fillet knife from our good friends over at Anza, and a great prize, and we're so proud to get to give that away. And if you're the lucky winner of that killer knife, you're also going to get tickets to the show. We're going to get to go meet Don and pick up your knife in person today at the Friend Hall show. So a great prize. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792. 1090. With that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our FishDope.com report, which is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses, killer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Check Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com for more information.
All right, let's talk with our private boater buddy, our FishDope.com report from Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, guests. Well, guys, it's an unfortunate fact of life that we get a bunch of northwest wind in the springtime, and this year, no exception. Man, we got our share and then some. But even with the weather we've had, some guys have fought through it, and we still had a little bit of coverage here this week, thank goodness, at the outside islands there, Nick, Santa Barbara, San Clemente Island. Thank God for cods, man, that the surface action has been a little bit lacking, but bottom fishing has been nothing short of fantastic. Lots of big reds, more so than normal. So bodes well, and, you know, hopefully that surface fish will get going here pretty quick when the conditions straighten out. At Catalina Island, we checked it out again. Bad weather on the back when we were there, so we opted to hang out on the front side and fish some of that big sheephead, rockfish, ling cod on some of those little local spots that don't get fooled with hardly at all. We also wanted to do a little bit of bass fishing, but unfortunately nobody told the bass. They had a beautiful tank of absolutely perfect sardines. Not one single bass bite on the fin bait. They just are not having anything to do with it yet. The water was 60 degrees and clean and a little bit
should
of
have been
current.
Biting.
Just, yeah, they should have been biting. Nobody told them we were coming.
Huh.
Whatever. But, the cods were biting, so that part was good. And, you know, interestingly enough, the, we're just fishing in the middle there. The big kelps at Hen Rock and above Gibraltar and up towards Yellowtail Point, all that kelp is gone. It's just totally MIA, which is kind of weird. So I'll have to see what's going on there. But, you know, the water's clean. It was 60-plus, and it's absolutely loaded with bait, so bodes well. Around the backside there, squid's been tough. There is a little bit of bait below Cat Harbor and another little area that down there by Ben Weston, but it's been tough fishing to get it. It just doesn't want to work. And there's been a little bit of fish with it. There's been some better grade sea bass that showed up and a handful of good grade yellows for some guys to put the time in there. But it looks like we're headed toward much better weather here this week and certainly much improved moon tide conditions this week. So I think we're going to have a whole much better setup there in the next few days. And then along the coast here, along the beach, been more focused on that springtime coastal tanker, that sea bass fishing. I saw a picture yesterday that was interesting. Guy holding one about as long as he was there, 60 Ooh, plus a local geez. Fish. Yeah. First big one of the year from up here. I think there's been a few down below here a little bit, but,
oh, yeah.
But, days longer, water's warming, bait's moving in. It's time to tune up your heavy tackle and go search out them big coastal sea bass, man. They're starting to get around. So.
You bet. It's that time of the year. Fishdope.com has all the dope. Guys have been on it, and Mark and, of course, everybody reporting to Fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. Or you just go to the show booth here at Del Mar, see the guys at Fishdope.com, and tell them, listen, let's talk hookup. They'll give you the deal. All right, and how do we find you, Mark?
They're probably giving away great deals at the show.
Oh, yeah, they've got great deals. Yeah.
Yeah. Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262, and the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Right.
And we're going to have a better report next week.
I hope
that
so.
Time,
it's going to be a beautiful week of weather, so let's go get them.
We're taking advantage. We're going to go check it out here over the next couple days.
Yeah, me too, for sure. All right, Mark, we'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, we heard some great news from Captain Ryan Boston about biting yellowtails.
It's definitely that time of year. The yellowtails are starting to bite pretty well. And it's not completely consistent at this point, but we were just talking about this, you know, a few years ago. Getting 30 yellowtail on the full day was amazing. People got a little bit spoiled there, but 33 yellowtail yesterday, two the day before that, had a couple days of weather in before that. Last weekend they had 56 on Sunday, I believe it was, 52 on Saturday, so lots of good fishing down there. And even on those lighter yellowtail trips, there's still a lot of good bottom fish, rockfish, and other bottom fish down there. So definitely check his schedule, seaforthlanding.com. It's running just about every day there. To make your reservations right online. And like I said, though, make sure you have your passport because you need your passport for these trips fishing islands, and that's not going away. We talked about this. If you need to take a trip off to get that passport, it's good for 10 years, and it'll give you lots of options there. If you want to do a little short trip, ones on those half days, the half-day fishing is pretty much what we've seen for a while here since the beginning of the month. Very good bottom fishing. A little picking away at other stuff in there, mostly reds, rockfish, other bottom fish there. So same thing. You can find their website. Excuse me, find their schedule on the website. To make your reservations right online. We have some trips scheduling there, day and a half, there 2 days, longer trips throughout the season there. All up there, seaforthlanding.com. More than welcome to give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than welcome to come down, visit us in person, get your gear all tuned up, make some reservations, get out there fishing. And if you're at the show, make sure to stop by the C4th booth and say hi to everyone.
Always think you guys do such a great job. Lots of the guys representing C4th, lots of boat captains. Got to see Jim Hughes and RJ and a bunch of the guys hanging out in the booth. So great job, Marcos. The guys are taking good care of you up at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Perfect.
Marcos, great job. Great report. Glad to hear we got good fishing on the horizon at C4th, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Thanks, Marcos. That is our catch report.
Again, that's going to be sponsored today by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps and switches as well as sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com, or you can get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange. And it's a great, great opportunity
great
and a
place.
Great way for you to keep track of your vessel. So many great products that those guys do. Vessel monitoring when you're not on the boat. It's
yep. I have it on my phone. I can see exactly what's going on in my boat.
The thing you told me about where it checks and how many times your bilge has cycled when you're
right.
gone, I think is like the best call. Yeah. You know, just you, it alerts
you.
You
want to see that number
at
zero.
There. Yeah, exactly.
You're not there. Yeah,
exactly.
For sure. Yeah. All right. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Van Wormers, so let's go jump into it.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we jump in, talk to Ryan. He's calling us from Harupa Valley this morning. Hi, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
What's up, Ryan?
I was wondering about the fish processing there. If I was lucky enough to catch like a Wahoo Dorado, I'd like to have it vacuum packed and frozen. And I was just wondering what kind of fish processing is being offered there now. I used to go there and just bring an ice chest and go but with fish, but.
Yeah, it's changed.
Yeah, you know, the East Cape Smokehouse, Chris Moyer down there, they do a great job. They got their boys at the dock every day. They'll meet you at the dock, so when your boat pulls up, they're going to unload your fish, and then the East Cape Smokehouse is going to weigh your fish for you right in front of you. They're going to show you the reading. They're going to write out a receipt. They're going to hand it to you, and then they're going to ask you, what do you want done with your catch? Now, you have a couple of options. You can either have it vacuum-packed and frozen and filleted and frozen and you're ready to ship back, or you can have some smoked. Or you can say, hey, I want some of that for dinner tonight as well. So I will always recommend that. The fish processing is about $2 a pound for the fillet weight. So if your fish, you know, let's say you catch a 50-pound tuna, you get 25 pounds of fillets, you're going to pay for the 25 pounds of fillets. And it's $2 a pound on that. And then when you're done with your fishing, the taxi service will swing by the East Cape Smokehouse. They'll put all your fish in an insulated box or your own ice chest, and then you just take it over to the airport. Don't tape it shut yet because they're going to want to look inside. Once they see that it's just fish, no ice, don't ever put ice in it. They don't allow that on there. And then they're just going to go ahead and tape your ice chest shut and check it in as luggage, and you fly home with it. It's easy as can be.
And that's a cool thing, too. You mentioned you don't even have to bring a cooler anymore because they sell these insulated fish boxes for, what, like 20 bucks or something
$20,
like that?
$20, yeah. And that's the big one that holds 50 pounds of fish, and they have a small one.
And they have a smaller one for like $10, right?
Yeah, that holds like 20 pounds of fish.
So depending on how much fish you got, don't even bring your cooler anymore.
Yeah.
Just
a lot of guys are not.
Yeah, just buy the insulated fish box and check it in as luggage, and you're good to go. And their fish processing that they do at East Cape Smokehouse and the smoking first class.
Yeah, I mean, that facility there is like a hospital clinic.
It is.
Sterile as can be, and they do such a remarkable job. The bags never leak. We never get any complaints about that. And don't forget to have some of it, you know, prepared that evening for you. You know, there's nothing like having that fish that day. So I always recommend, like, if you get a bunch of fish, always pick one out and say, and that one we want for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
You can always tell that a place is worth what they're talking about, because I feel like every time we've gone to State of Palmas, I've either seen Mark in there with his clients enjoying fish tacos, Eddie and Shannon there having dinner. Like, you know, it's one thing if somebody talks about it. It's a whole other thing if you walk in and you see all those people eating there. It's a great spot.
And, Pete, you know, in October when you're down there, we're always down there watching the
Dodgers.
Or the World Series or playoff games, you know, so it's a great spot for that as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Right there.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, and their food is phenomenal. Yeah, they do a great job. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Bart Hall calling us from the Del Mar Fairgrounds and the Fred Hall Show. Big weekend, right?
Good morning to a full house.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Bart, oh, you're missing the world's best cannolis right here, I'm telling you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're not lying.
I'm sure you'll save some for me. I'm sure you will.
Dante?
Come by the booth.
Yeah.
Immediately at
10:30, come by the booth, he said.
Immediately. Okay, get all right.
Bart, this is a real one, too. Not you know, we're not just saying that to stroke Dante's ego. Like, you need to grab one of these. They're that good.
Okay, as soon as I get that show open at 10, I'll be heading right on over there.
Hey, one for Bart. Yeah. All right, Bart, so big day today. A lot going on, right?
Yeah, this is, you know, the biggest day. You know, the not just the end of coming up the end of the Del Mar show, but the end of the 2019 Fred Hall show season. And, you know, I feel about that. It's bittersweet. I love it. This is the time of year when I get to do the things that I'm best at, and we all work really hard, and it's coming along really good. We've had two really good days. It's going to be a good day today. This is the weather's nice, and the positive attitude is going on at the show, and it's going on in the fishing community in Southern California. It's really nice to see. I'm sure you feel it too.
Absolutely,
no doubt.
It's so great, and everybody's very enthusiastic for the upcoming season. You know, I didn't mention it yet, but Tom Green, who is part owner of Sagel Sport Fishing, along with his partner Adrian, there. Were telling me they fly for the commercial bluefin tuna pens down in Mexico. And he said, well, I'm out of a job. I go, what do you mean? He goes, we're done. We're done catching fish for the pens. They're met their quota. They are finished, like, as of like a week or two ago.
Right.
And so he said he saw the largest school of bluefin tuna he's ever seen in his life. It was 4 miles long and 4 miles wide.
One school. Continuous body of fish.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And it wasn't far away from San Diego, I can tell you that, too.
That's great news.
He told me not to tell anybody, but it's close.
Well, you don't come in contact very many fishermen.
Yeah,
so no,
no,
deal,
no,
you know?
No. But
you don't have
You don't have that in your GPS, do you?
Yeah. Hang on, guys, because cool this is going to be... Yeah, and the other fact is the commercial guys are not molesting them anymore.
That's exactly it. It's March. It's March, yeah. And that fish has all that time with no saner pressure to come up in here, happy, not boat shy.
Yeah.
This is going to bode for a great season.
Yeah, so people are enthusiastic, Bart.
They are, and it's reflected in what I see going on with what they're buying and just how they're acting. I mean, and it's fun. You know, lots of families come to this show, and today is really going to be family day because it's the day the kids are out of school, and it's a long day. And I know it's hard, you're in a booth, but what I like to do today, I will be on the floor a lot today just to see it, to feel it, to get a sense of what's going on, to know what's going well, what's not going well, to plan for the future. And I'm going to have as much fun today as the people coming through the gate.
Indeed. Take it all in today at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. What are the hours?
Well, we're going to open at 10, and we're going to close at 8. We're going to be very tired at that point. But then I get to get client out to dinner afterwards. Wow. So, but it's going to be a great day. And tomorrow, also, we open at 10, but we close at 6. So this is the best day to see the show.
No doubt.
This is the best day to get to see everybody and all the new stuff that we got going, all the seminars, great seminars going on. Really great.
All right. And, of course, it's right there at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Bart, great show. We'll see you very shortly. And we'll try and get Dante to save one of those for you.
Thank you very much, Dante. Right. I'm holding you to that.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning. Phones are packed. They want to talk to the Van Warmers, so let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Don? He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, Don.
Hello, Don.
Hey.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Hola, amigos.
He was taking a sip of his Bloody Mary, probably,
yeah.
Right?
Guaranteed. Well, guaranteed.
Actually, I got a little beef with you guys. You said, don't bring a cooler. How in the heck am I supposed to keep my beer and cocktail?
Well, that's what the bar is for.
That's the old school Baja cooler in the front of your room. You just fill it up with ice every day.
Yeah,
no, I just wanted to call, say hi to Eddie. Haven't seen him in a while. We'll see you in July. We're all ready. We're booked. Got our airline tickets and everything out of Orange County. It's going to be a great trip.
Yeah, Don, thank you, man. Thank you for calling. It's great to hear your voice. I know Don has always comes down for the Dorado Shootout,
right,
which this year will be July 20th. And
July 20th.
Don is actually a two-time winner.
Two-time winner of the grand prize,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he took home the truck and took two jackpots home and back-to-back winners, so he did a great job.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that just shows you don't have to be good, just lucky.
Yeah, and that's the point, you know. It's like anybody can win. It's one big fish,
it
right?
It is, you know, and that is our biggest tournament of the year. Last year we had 143 boats participate in that tournament.
No way.
It's the largest single-day Dorado tournament anywhere that I know of. And, you know, Don, having it won it 2 years in a row was phenomenal. This year we're expecting to give away a 2019 4x4 diesel Volkswagen pickup truck for the winner. And then the jackpot money is going to run probably right around $125,000.
Wow.
And to get in it for the whole team, it only costs $2,500 and you're in everything. It's
$500
entry to get in the tournament, and that's, you can get four guys on the boat, so you split that $500 between four guys. And then if you want to enter the jackpots, which are optional, completely optional, but if you want to get in everything across the board, it's only $2,500, which I recommend.
Wow.
And for $2,500, if you catch the biggest Dorado, you can win the truck and about $125,000 in cash.
Holy mackerel. Are there any spots available at Van Warmer Resorts?
There are. We have a few spots available. This tournament always sells out, so it's definitely, you want to get on it. We're still in March, but it will sell out. We get a lot of local teams, a lot of teams from Canada, from all over the world, really, United States. A lot of people come down, and our good friend Don comes every year. He's been supporting that tournament since year one, actually, so it's great to hear
what
from
What year
Don.
Is this?
This will be, I think, 14, 13?
Wow.
13.
Wow, how time flies.
And yeah.
The beauty is you could catch that winning Dorado from right outside the moorings of Palmas to as far as you wanted to go. I mean, that it has been won by a small one, it's been won by giant ones. I mean, that is a tournament where truly everybody is on an equal playing field.
And that's what I love about that tournament. You know, some of these tournaments are 3 days long. You know, anybody, you know, you got to be like a pro team, really, to win it. But this one-day tournament, anyone can get lucky.
Absolutely.
One day.
Right.
Catch a nice fish, and boom, you're coming home a winner. And
Troll's
a
big
Don's done it twice, right?
Yeah, I got lucky.
That's it. No doubt. All right, Don. Well, nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning, and good luck this year. We hope you sweep it again. Indeed, that does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. That's your first chance to get through and talk to the Van Wormer clan here and win that great Anza fillet knife.
Well, we got some very patient callers. Let's talk to John, who's called us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, Ricky, I got the tranks 300 and the 400, but I was looking for one that maybe for to fish the calicos and a rod to go with it. And I was wondering, is Shimano still doing their rod thing like they did at Long Beach? If you bought a rod, they had a little tackle package?
They are, yeah. All of the same deals exist in Long Beach. They're same deals as Del Mar. If you buy one of those Terramar rods or qualifying rods, they give you a jig package that has several lures in it. Could be Cole Snipers, could be Flat Falls, but you get a little jig pack. The biggest one that has just been crazy is that SLX combo.
Yeah, I bought one.
We definitely do still have them. I think that we'll make it all the way through today. I don't know that we'll make it for the whole show, but we're confident that we will. We actually stole all of the stock that we had for the tackle store. We brought it up here. Even though we're going to, we'll be out a little extra, whatever, it's a show. You're supposed to take care of the boys. So we got a resupply of those Shimano SLXs, and that's been, the most popular thing at our booth. It's a low-profile Shimano bait casting reel. It's a very nice reel. I mean, they're very similar to the original Corrado, but with upgraded bearings. It's a great free-spooling, very smooth reel. The reels normally cost around $110. You get a rod that goes with it. The rod normally costs around $100. You get the rod and the reel out the door for less than $100 bill. It's a $200-something value that you're spending less than $100 for. They have been absolutely flying.
Yeah, but that's a heck of a deal. But and then also too, you get they still have the line deal too, where you buy
the best thing.
A Terramar or Tranks or you could buy, like you were talking about calicos. What about that Tranks 200?
Oh, it's a fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I know John at the Long Beach show took advantage of getting a Tranks 400, which is probably my favorite low profile reel for a guy going to Cedros. Tranks 300 for up and down the coast at home. All of those come with free Spectra, the Talicas, and all gets wound at the Shimano booth at the show. It is for
free.
Sure the best time to buy a new Shimano reel at the show.
Discounted, which they don't do.
Well, we can't say that for sure,
but it could happen.
You'd be crazy not to do it right now.
All right, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. We'll see you at the Del Mar Fairgrounds today or tomorrow. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
All right, how about we talk to Bruce? He's calling from Pacific Beach this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. I got a question about the resorts down there. Is there good surf fishing in all three of them, and do you have tackle rental there?
Yeah, absolutely. The beach fishing is phenomenal. It's always a good idea to kind of walk up and down the beach, or like we were talking earlier, rent an ATV and kind of cruise up and down looking for bait busting offshore. In my office, if you at Palmas de Cortez, I do have some spinning rods where you can I can rent them to you. That's like $20 for 24 hours, and we'll set you up. Actually, Rick's setting me up with some new pen reels, and we're going to be having some new rod and reel combinations there for this season.
Nice.
So we're going to have that, and it's really good fishing. I know Mark can talk a little bit more about it because he does it all the time.
Yeah, so I have a guide service taking clients up and down the beach, and it really depends on what you want to target. So, that early season, we're going to be obviously targeting roosters, big Jack Craval. Sometimes we get Sierra, Pompano. So last year we had a crazy bite on the African Pompano.
Really?
That's cool.
So, they're delicious.
Great. I was going to say, that's a great one to bring back to Smokies, too.
Exactly. So whether you're throwing poppers or plastics, flies, whatever you want to do, we cover it.
Yeah, and what's the biggest fish you've caught from the beach down there?
Ooh.
Whatever dragged Dante into the water.
Yeah, what the heck was that? Huh?
So I have a little program that I do with clients. It's, I call it Big Rod, Small Rod. So we actually catch the small cocineros, the small green jacks, on flies. So we do that little whipping rig, the Hawaiian whipping rig. It's basically just a Carolina rig with a fly. We'll hook one of those cocineros up. We bring it up on the beach. Then we pull out the big rod. We have big 8-0 circle hook, and we'll bridle up that cocinero and fire that out and just let it free spool out. And then that's when we start getting those 40-pound roosters, ooh, those 25 to 30-pound big Jack Ravals.
Yeah.
But I would say for clients, 40-pound rooster, 45-pound rooster off,
jeez,
the beach, and monster Jacks right in front of Punta Colorado.
Is there
right in front of Punta Colorado?
Is there a fish that pulls harder than a 30-pound Jack Raval?
Like,
so,
dude, those things are such SOBs, man.
Well,
they,
the thing
don't
is,
ever give up.
The roosters are, they're beautiful fish.
Awesome.
But pound for pound, I always say those Jack Ravals, I call them the Rodney Dangerfield of the inshore species because they get no respect.
Yeah.
But they're incredible fighters. And that's why they call them bulls. That's why they call them toros.
Yeah. Toros,
they're,
yeah,
so tough.
Yeah. And if you want to know about it, you can talk to Eddie. You can talk to Mark down at the resort. They'll glue you in. They'll rent you the gear, show you the right stuff, dial you in on going surf fishing. It's pretty fun down there. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Why don't we jump back in, talk to Jason. He's calling us from Marina Del Rey this morning. Hi, Jason. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was lucky enough to meet Mr. Pete Gray and yourself, Ricky. I know you were really busy. I didn't really get to talk to you. But I've been listening to your show for a year now, and I just want to thank you guys for making me a better fisherman and getting me prepared for this season. Thanks.
All right. Well, that's very nice,
Jason.
I appreciate that. That was very nice of you to hung on an hour just to say that. That's really appreciate that. And nice to meet you, too, at the show. Definitely. Appreciate the call this morning.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into them. We got another very patient caller. We got Rich calling from Chula Vista this morning. Hi, Rich.
Morning,
welcome,
Rich,
to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, question on the biomass when you have the yellowtail at the islands. What's their travel range? Do they just kind of figure eight and stay in that biomass around the islands, picking off the bait fish? Or do they still hit those mile ranges like, you know, like the smaller packs of yellowtail looking for bait?
Gosh.
That's a question that just doesn't have an answer.
Yeah,
those fish are so, you know, often you can rely on condition. If condition is right for them, meaning the right water and the right amount of food, they'll often stay put in a general area. I mean, obviously it's a much better question answered by Booger, one of the guys that's there every day. But, you know, it's fishing, and just when you're certain that you have those things completely figured out and you know that, you know, conditions haven't changed and you know you're going to go right back to them and clobber them, they make a move and you don't see those fish at all. And 2 days later, you hear, you know, 100 miles up the coast or at Catalina or Clemente, all of a sudden the big fish is
there. They are.
So it's just a...
There's no answer to
if
that.
If you had the answer, you'd be the, you know, you'd be a millionaire. But
yeah.
I don't think there's a way to really consider it. But when the condition is right in a general place and it doesn't change, you can often expect them to be within the general area just patrolling around, you know, trying to maraud schools of bait and feed.
Mark, anywhere it is, whether it be Southern California or down in the East Cape, it's all about bait, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and conditions.
And
water conditions, bait, it's all got to kind of line up. You see it, right, down there?
And I think bait is a premium. That's that's what we're really focusing on. And, you know, when I do seminars, I really like to talk about how the bait defines the East Cape fishing, defines the fishery.
That's
because
a good call.
If you could imagine the East Cape without bait, I mean, it's just unheard of. So we have probably 6 or 8 different types of big baits. We have sardinas. We have our ballyhoos that we're trolling. Like right now, for whatever reason, you know, in the springtime, these juvenile ballyhoos will come in to the Bay of Buena Vista, and they stack up there, and that's where we get the Dorado right on the edge of the bay. You have the Cocineros, you have the Caballitos, you have, you know, we were talking about the Chihuilis, the right. Pacific Jack Mackerels, you know, Chivatos, like all these baits. And with that type of selection, there's so many ways that we rig them. You know, it really is a serious learning curve when it comes to rigging baits. So,
yeah, no cool. doubt. Your grandpa told me long ago, and he named it the Great Fish Trap, that Sia Cortez right in front of that bay, the Palmas Bay, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it truly is because of this amazing natural wonder of all this bait and all this fish that come into that bay.
Well, that's a natural highway, the fish that we got over there. You know, so many traffic going up and down from different species that go over there. it's truly a wonder, you know, of the sea over there, the Sea of Cortez.
Yeah.
It's really, really amazing to see the different varieties of fishes that we have down there. It's truly amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Jacques Cousteau said it was the aquarium of the world.
The aquarium of the world. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
How many times have you woken up at your room at Palmas de Cortez and walked out on the balcony and you just look out towards the boats and you just... It's a constant every day. You see these big, giant black spots of bait, you know, swirling around. I mean, every day.
And a big rooster crashing through it or a jack or something.
Yeah, you see pelicans dive bombing and fish crashing on the edge of it. And you know, at first, the first time you see it, you get so fired up. And then all of a sudden you realize, like, it's like that every morning.
Every morning, there's always
giant schools of bait.
What you guys wake up to every day, right?
Yeah, it's such a wonder to watch. But like you were saying, when we were saying earlier with bait going on, We sometimes get dorado'd right in front of the boat where we got our boats parked.
That's so cool.
Out of the hotel, so you can actually go maybe kayaking, just paddle a few yards down and just got dorado'd because of so much
right
of the sardines and the good bait that we have right in front of the hotel. I mean, it's truly
amazing.
It's
paradise.
It's awesome.
It's a fishing paradise, no doubt about it.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away. First time we've had an open phone line since the start of the show. If you want to get through a great opportunity, 858 area code 457-1090 or toll-free 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to tell you about the 43rd annual Fred Hall Show, March 28th to the 31st at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. I'm proud of our 43-year-old San Diego Show. The San Diego Show is one of the country's largest sport fishing shows, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international sportsman's travel show. For many exhibitors, this is their favorite show of the entire country. You'll be entertained by nearly 500 booths, over 200 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free, but the Fred Hall shows also strive to help preserve the outdoor recreation lifestyle that so many of us cherish. You can help by supporting the Coastal Conservation Association of California, and when you do, you'll get in free. Join us and celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 28th to the 31st at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, presented by Progressive. Check us out at fredhall.com, and remember,
it's a whale of a show.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. year. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, hanging out with the whole gang from Van Warmer Resorts, having a great time, talking Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, good time.
Indeed,
buddy.
And I'll tell you what, I'd be in big trouble with our booth manager, Gary White, if I didn't mention our Let's Talk Hookup booth and the last 2 days to sign up for winning a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Right.
Not just one pair, two pair. Where you join our email list, you just fill out your name and your email, and whether you're on our list already or you're new to our list, we're going to give away two pair, one to a new person, one to one already existing. All you need to do is just come by the booth, fill out the card, and drop it in the slot there, and you're going to win up to a $300 pair. You get a gift card that's good for any pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
No
it's
cost.
Up to $300. Value.
Yeah, no cost, no nothing, no anything. Yep. Just leave your email. The only thing you're going to get to be part of our email blast, which is never sold, never shared,
right,
only has good information. Pete, all the time, will send out a cool little synopsis of what's going on with the fishing. If there's a hot bite or something cool that has just happened,
right,
you fire information off. Information about things in Mexico. It's a really cool newsletter to be on that doesn't flood your inbox with a bunch of junk. It's just
a great
deal.
Yeah, so come by the booth, and we have our Let's Talk Hookup t-shirts, hats, club cards, and be sure to sign up for free, the Maui Jim sunglass deal right there at the booth.
I'll kick one more just so you know. I've had a lot of people come by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth just to tell me how much they've liked getting in on the app. It seems like a lot of people have gotten, have downloaded the app within the last time. A lot of people probably talking to you at the Long Beach show came by and were telling me how much they dig it, how much they like the freedom that the app gives you to listen to archive shows. Maybe they,
listen live.
Yeah, I listened on Saturday, but then I had something going on with Mom on Sunday, so I couldn't. So just one button, they get to catch the show during the week and makes the drive time from work go by better. So lots of people are really getting on the app. And I highly encourage anybody that's listening on the radio that hasn't already. It's totally free, super easy to find. Just go into your App Store, yep, or Google Play Store, search Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear all the archive shows. You can listen live. You can call in via the app.
Yep.
It's killer, and it's same deal. It's totally free. No, nothing.
And you can listen down to the East Cape on the app, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the way down there.
Download the app. You can listen to Let's Talk Hookup live or archived.
I have the app on my phone, and every time I go, what was that phone number he said, or what was that website? And it's great because you can always go back and listen to it.
Listen to it and replay.
And replay,
just like back to it. So, yeah, be sure to download our app. It's free. It's right on the App Store or the Google Play Store. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You got it, buddy. Why don't we jump back in? We'll talk to John calling us from Vista this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
I was lucky enough about 25 years ago to go to your dad's wedding in college. Just kind of how I was staying at the resort at Hacienda Del Mar, and he was down there getting married that weekend. And I kind of
awesome.
Kind of hung out with your party.
That's the way to go.
It's a family affair.
It was a good party, too.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
It must have been Fiesta for sure.
I was definitely a little boy back then.
Kind of fit right in. Was more than welcome at the point, so it's great to do.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
I still come all the time, but I just want to say enjoy the show and glad to hear you guys on the radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Yeah, that's the thing that, sometimes you go to a resort and a fishing resort and, it's like you feel, you're just like another person. When you come to the Van Warmers, it's like you're part of the family.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, and you go back again and you're really part of the family because everybody remembers you. I mean, gosh, we've known, like Hector the bartender. How long's Hector been there?
He's been for over 45 years
45
now.
Years.
Over 45. Yeah, we have some, like Hector, we have other
LSR
workers who are really, really
old.
Why
do I know all the bartenders?
Yeah, right?
You only know the bartenders.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell you a waiter name or something, but you only know the bartender. Yeah.
How many people have been Hectored over the years by Hector at the pool bar at Palma State?
Those margaritas, you have to really look for those.
Oh, boy.
Look out for those margaritas.
I've had clients where they, no more than two margaritas.
Yeah.
And they go down easy. But they're
so
really, really dangerous.
Yeah.
So, I've had clients within a half an hour they are walking out of that pool bar on their ankles, you know, and we have to help them back. So just ease in
easy,
on those.
Easy, amigo. Yeah,
Dallas,
for sure.
Dallas just sent me a text message that said, Hector is an adjective at our house. Like, it is for sure something that's been described multiple times. All you get after, man.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But the whole thing, now, your boat guy at Palmas de Cortez.
Anibal.
Anibal. Awesome. Yeah. Is the most amazing guy. Anibal will do anything for you to make your trip better.
No doubt.
And he's got the toughest job there.
He does,
There's
really.
No question about that.
You know, that guy, when you think about what he does, he's there at 6 in the morning getting you out on your boat. And then he comes back at 3 to receive the boats and make sure that you had a good time. If you need to change anything, or he's there. And then at 6 o'clock, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., he's in his office taking orders for the next day.
Yeah.
So you walk into his office, you tell him, hey, this is what I want for lunch. This is what I want for in my ice chest. And then basically he's got everything ready. He makes sure that all the orders are done. Then when you're on the dock in the morning, your ice chest is there. Your lunches are all set. Your drinks are there. All you do is jump on your boat. They throw everything on the boat, and away you go. So he makes it really easy.
And he's always got a smile on his face.
Always, yeah. He's the nicest
guy. This guy is amazing, sure. And that's the other thing, too, about that family atmosphere at Palmas de Cortez. You know, it's become a big business, big in comparison, but it's big for East Cape, right?
Yeah.
But it still has that great family atmosphere. You and your whole family still around and talking to you and hanging out with you and having a cerveza with you, the whole thing.
I think it's important to keep that kind of atmosphere. It definitely gives you a better taste in the mouth when you come back home to be around of that kind of place, because I think that's what Baja in Mexico should be all about, you know, being part of a family, having a great time with the amigos down there, having a few cold cervezas on the pool. I think that's part of the adventure and the experience down there in Baja. So I really enjoying in when people tell us, you know, oh, I have such a great time, and the people down there are so warm and amazing. It's really good to hear, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Things are so laid back, and they just happen so easily down there. But if there is anything that comes up that you need a hand with or you need fixing, you know, Yayo's there, you know, Eddie's there. Like, when you stay at the Hilton, there's no Hilton that's there to help you out with something. I mean, this is something that they're so proud of and so welcoming to everybody. And if, you know, on the rare chance that there is something that needs some attention, like, you know, the people that you talk to at the show are the same people that are down there to help you through it and,
absolutely,
you know, fix whatever boat. And we need this and we need that. I mean, it's, you know, it is the family's there to address any issues that may come up.
And it's so nice to see, you know, Yayo being the third generation getting into it. And he's down there. He's, you know, he's doing the same thing that his grandfather and Chucky and his uncles and his dad would do. You know, he's at the bar talking to clients, making sure they're having a good time. So it's good to see that tradition continue.
Oh,
and I think
totally.
It's going to continue for many, many years.
No doubt about it. We haven't talked about the amazing boat fleet. Now, you've always boasted the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico. Is that still true?
We always say we have more boats than the Mexican Navy. So, if anything ever happened, we would be called into action. But yeah, we have, you know, it's great to have, because we're able to accommodate large groups that other places can't.
Right.
You know, people always say, you know, we can't, there's no place that we can find that has 30, 40 boats. I mean, so we can bring a tournament, and we have the two hotels, so we have enough rooms to put hundreds of people in. We have the boats for hundreds of people, so we can do it as small as just a two-person group, or we can go as big as, you know, some of the tournaments. Well, like your tournament this year, we're going to have, you know, close 70 to 70 people. So we can do, we've done it as big as, you know, 150 before, something like the Dorado Shootout, where we have 143 boats. So we have, you know, 23 to 25-foot Super Pongas, center console Super Pongas that we run. We run the 28-foot cabin cruisers, and we go all the way up to, you know, like your 35-foot Cabos with twin engines, so with air conditioning in them. So whatever, you know, if you want the luxurious boat, or you just want a simple Ponga, really personal preference. A lot of guys like to fish the Pongas. A lot of guys like to fish the cruisers, because, you know, especially if you're going to bring your wife with you and she wants to have a head, then they kind of upgrade to the cruiser. And some women don't care, and they're like, hey, we battle it just like the guys, so we want to go on a Ponga. And so, yeah, we have a fleet for a boat for anybody.
This is a dangerous question. Who is the most requested skipper?
You know, I have my favorite five, but right now, as we speak, the boat that's been most requested is the Jewel Kate.
The Jewel Kate,
that one is actually
hasn't
catch a lot of fish.
No,
huh?
He in the early season he hasn't stopped. He Luis, well, we got two Luis We got Luis the captain and Luis the deckhand.
The deckhand.
So there are two Luis on the boat, and they haven't been. They've been going out almost every day now in the off season.
In the off season.
Yeah, and they've been catching. They've been the ones that they've been getting wahoo. They're the ones that've been getting tuna. All the actions they've been seeing it right now. So they're very very hot.
Yeah, but the cool thing is that. If you want a suggestion on the boat, call Eddie in the office, and he'll say, okay, I have this boat available. This guy's a really good captain.
Absolutely.
He caught a lot of fish. You know every single one of those boats and every guy, and he'll dial you in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been doing this for 18 years, so I go down to the dock a lot. I talk to these guys. I'm friends with a lot of them, and so I know which ones. But, you know, the great thing about the fleet when they go out fishing is, And Dante uses this metaphor a lot when we're on the show. They fish like a wolf pack, you know. They go out and they'll get to the spots and everyone's going kind of in different directions. But as soon as they find something, since we're fishing as a fleet, they'll radio in and say, hey, I've got tuna over here. And so, you know, the other boats will hear it on the radio and they'll tell them where to go. And so, you know, they're going to get theirs first and then they're going to call in the rest of the pack. And then so we're kind of hunting, especially when the fishing gets a little tough, you know, we're kind of hunting like a pack and then we're finding the spots and then we're radioing them in and letting the rest of the pack know where the fish are.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. And I might add too that our Let's Talk Hookup tournament in October, which you Palmas de Cortez is sold out for it, but you can't stay at Playa del Sol. I want to thank Dave over at Statewide Stripes for ponying up another $500, $1,000. So we're going to have $500
nice.
For the largest tuna or Dorado, and we're going to have $500 for the largest tuna for $500 and largest Dorado or Wahoo for $500.
Awesome.
So $1,000 cash in addition to a trip back to defend your title at Palmas de Cortez.
Right, yeah.
And Fisherman's Landing Tackle gift certificates. And it's all free.
I was going to say the entry fee.
Free.
Nothing.
For nothing. But Dave did that for our Rancho Leonero trip in June, as well as the Palmas de Cortez trip. So thanks to Dave at State Ride Stripes for ponying up a great deal there.
I want to mention real quick, too, the website that you guys have, Van Warm Resorts, is so well done. And, you know, you talked about that fleet of boats. You did a great job, like, listing the boats, photos of the boats. When you're planning your trip at home on the keyboard, you can say, okay, well, the Ducate's a great boat, and those guys are, you know, real popular. You can jump on the website, see what the boat looks like, see that it's got the amenities that you want. The website that you guys have is killer.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very descriptive.
A lot of work.
For sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand-new Anza Bluefin Filet Knife, as well as tickets to the show today. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of a $175 custom handmade work of art bluefin and the fillet knife is going to John in Vista. John, congratulations. We're going to see you at the show picking up that beautiful knife.
Yeah, indeed. And good news, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to give another Anza fillet knife away,
here,
along
dude.
With a great prize from our guest, Bill Varney, surf fishing expert. That's going to be a
awesome,
nice program
man.
For tour.
Can't wait.
Today at the show, Del Mar Fairgrounds, 10 to 8, 7, is that right? Going to be a great time at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
8 o'clock.
10 to 8 today. All right.
It'll be a long day.
Yeah, long day for sure. But you guys will all be in the Van Wormer Resorts booth, right?
Yeah, definitely come see us. We can talk about packages. And you know, I forgot to mention, you know, our average package for like a 5-day, 4-night, 3-day fishing package is about $1,000 per person.
Come
so
on.
Very affordable. If you bring four guys with you, that's going to drop the price down to about $700 per person for 5 days, 4 nights accommodations, 3 days fishing on a 28-foot cruiser. So very affordable.
Wow.
A lot of guys don't know that. They think, oh, it's way out of our budget. We'll never be able to afford it. But you definitely can afford it. It's super cheap. And once you go once, you're going to be addicted. You'll just come back year after year. Our return rate is about 80%. Return rate, and guys have been coming down for 20 years, so definitely come by and see us. We'll talk about the tournaments that are coming up. We have the Wahoo Gold Cup in August 26th. We have the Tuna Shootout in October, and the Dorado Shootout in July, so we can talk about that as well.
Yeah, and book a boat, book a room, and it is without a doubt the best fishing value in the world.
Period.
Thanks for
nothing
that
compares.
We say it all the time.
Yeah, it's and like Eddie says, once you go, you'll be back.
Yeah,
for sure. For sure.
In the meantime, if they can't get to the show, how do we find you?
You can go to our website at vanwormerresorts.com or call us at 877-777-TUNA.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the show. And thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. Be sure to download and check out our app for everything Let's Talk Hook up there. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here in the Mighty 1090 Studios with Mr. Bill Varney, surf fishing expert. And we're going to be talking surf fishing and more. Fred Hall Show. And like we said, we'll be giving away a great prize from Bill Varney as well as another Anza fillet knife to a lucky caller. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.